Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's great. This, the rest of this hour, I will tell you about, I'll tell you about movies, and I'm going to, I checked my order from Amazon. I'll tell you about my, my batteries in a minute. But we were talking about Robert, whose battery is a little low right now because he's feeling like somebody didn't treat him very well, which I think is true. So we were just talking about the fact, and this is certainly one of the downsides of internet dating, in that, especially if you make yourself too accessible, you just don't know who the person is, and you're really not giving yourself a time to know them. And so tell me where you are now. Tell me what you called about.
Okay, so pretty much today, you know, like I said, after Christmas and everything, pretty much we stopped speaking because I decided that I was going to actually move down to Dallas. And I knew that where I was going to move to, it's going to be pretty much close to him, which, you know, we live about 10 minutes away.
Now, so, wait a minute, let me stop you. Let me ask you a question before you go on. Would you have moved to Dallas? Would you have made the decision if he didn't live there or not?
No, absolutely not, because this was something that was already thought about, like maybe a year before I actually met him.
So wait a minute, you answered the question. Either I asked the question or you answered, so I don't know what that means. You would move there anyway, even though you knew that he was really not, you know, not.
Oh, yeah, I would have moved there. Yes, I would have moved here anyway. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so are you in Dallas now?
I actually am. Yes, I am. Been here for about 4 months.
Okay, good. All right, so what's the question?
Okay, so the question is, okay, I just have to tell you a few more things, and then I'll ask the question.
Fair
okay,
enough.
So when I got here to Dallas, we actually follow each other on Facebook, social media. I wished him a happy birthday. And
why? Wait a minute.
Birthday.
Why would you do that?
Okay. Because, you know, we're friends on Facebook, so, you know.
Yeah, but so what? I mean, you know, what do you want the aggravation? Are you hoping that somehow he'll come to his senses and see you differently?
Well, this is what happened, okay? So when I wished him happy birthday, he acknowledged that I actually moved here. He congratulated me, and then he wanted to plan something. I said, okay, fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's looking to have, I mean, you're a no-hassle sex partner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me what happens next.
So pretty much at this point, when I reached out to him finally about maybe 2 months later, I let him know when I was available to, you know, maybe have lunch or something. And then he said, you know, I'm going on vacation. And that was pretty much it after that. So at this point, my friends are telling me to just leave him alone. Don't have anything to say to him.
Yeah, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what your fantasy is about seeing him. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's not so much about him. At this point, I pretty much just want to let him know, like, you know, if he thinks that I moved to be closer to him, that's
who cares
not,
what he thinks?
You know,
who cares what he thinks?
Okay.
Darling, you're not being honest with yourself.
Okay.
You're thinking that somehow, if he just sees me and I'm my charming, adorable, sexy self, he'll. Well, what is it that attracted you to this guy to begin with? Is he rich?
Oh no, I mean nothing like that. I think he's a nice guy, and he's attractive to me, and I think.
He's not a nice guy.
No.
He's not a nice guy.
Okay.
Because nice guys say things like, listen, Robert, I think you're a great guy, but I'm seeing somebody. My guess is he's cheating on whomever he's with you. Which means he's not a great guy. He's a cheat. And even if he's not a cheat, let's even give him the benefit of the doubt. That isn't the way you break up with people. You don't just sort of stop calling. And what he should have said is, Robert, I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm not going to call you, or I mean, you do something, and I know men don't tend to do that, but you're banging your head against a brick wall, darling, and you'll get really bloody. He is not the one for you, and you're in a brand new city with a job. You've hopefully got a great apartment.
I do.
The weather's about to get much better in Dallas. eventually because it won't be quite so hot. Go and meet somebody in person. Your online requirement should be dating within a 25 or 50 mile area. I mean, in the West, you can expand it a little bit because people drive a lot. But you want to, unless you're just looking for weekend sex, then find somebody.
At this point, I'm not. No.
If you're looking for someone to have with whom to have a relationship, to talk, to go places, and the sex is fine, but that's not very hard to find. But you know, what is it that's really? He's not the guy. He made almost no effort to get in touch with you. He basically came to your city without seeing you. You ran into him accidentally. He's now, when he says, I take him off, you know, you don't have to defriend him off Facebook, but I'd probably give him a call and say, look, I think I had this fantasy that if we met that you'd fall madly in love with me and we'd walk off into the sunset. It's not going to happen, so have a nice life. Now, the problem about that is that he may actually decide, once you're not so available, that he's interested. But I'd let this guy go. He offers you nothing.
Right. I mean, that's what everybody's been telling me. And, you know, at this point...
Well, they're right, because they care about you.
Right, they do. They do. And at this
point... And he doesn't. He doesn't.
Right.
Look, you've got a good job. You've got a new city. Go and go to a tea dance, or go buy one ticket to the theater and chat up somebody. Or, as far as I'm concerned, go online, but find somebody in Dallas or Fort Worth at worst. And sort of start your life, but he's not it.
Right. So, do you think I should delete him as a friend on Facebook, or just let him see me enjoy my adventures here in Dallas? And you know,
no, you know, I'll tell you. I was just going to say, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about Facebook is that you either have to let everybody know what's going on, or you have to delete them. I'd probably delete him, and I'll tell you why. Even though I wouldn't bother, because otherwise you're still saying, think about what you just said to me. You said, should I let him see me having a good time? You should ignore him. You should forget that whatever he was. Look, people are in our lives for a reason, a season, or forever. There was some reason he was in your life, and it may be that you had gotten, you know, that you had stopped being in relationships, or that you'd stopped looking for somebody wonderful, or that you'd feeling insecure, you know, whatever. But that's all. He served his purpose. Let him go. And let you go. And who cares what he thinks about you? Who cares if he notices you? Who cares about anything? And if I thought you could just ignore him, I would just ignore him. But I don't think you can. So I think you're going to have to defriend him.
Okay.
If you can ignore him, ignoring means ignore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been ignoring him for months on Facebook now. So, I mean, I've been doing a good job. So
if you can do that, the defriending has always seemed to me, maybe it's from watching all those movies where they defrocked priests and they ripped, or in the military, they ripped the patch off of them and, you know, that's always seemed to be kind of harsh. So there's no need to be harsh, but move on. He offers you absolutely nothing except heartache. And what he is offering you is the fantasy that, you know, maybe this will work. It won't. So let it go.
Right.
And find somebody.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. I could tell him I'll be down in Houston in October so I can make a house call, but no. Alrighty, I just wanted to tell you real quickly. I just checked my order. I got the D batteries were 8 for $10 as opposed to $10 for one. It's going back, I swear to you. The double A's were 48 for $12.50. The triple A's were 36 for $10. And those are usually, you know, I paid like $2 a piece for them. The C batteries, I'm not even sure why I got C batteries, are 12 for $11. What can I tell you? So shop online. You know, I'm not trying to put, if this was a neighborhood sort of family store, I might sort of say, oh, well, you know, let's support them. They're not. It's a huge chain, but it should be called ripoffs. All righty. 855. You can tell I'm really not amused by this. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Georgia.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A bunch of movies, several of them were actually not screened. I think Don't Breathe actually may have been But I just don't go to those movies. They're too scary, and I don't like them. Although I do like Stephen Lang. The idea is a group of friends break into the house of a wealthy blind man, thinking they'll get away with the perfect heist. They're wrong. It turns out he's a serial killer. You know, neither kids breaking into a house, serial killers, not my thing. The poster is with a woman who looks terrified with a hand over her mouth. Not my thing. Also, they didn't screen Mechanic, which is Jason Statham, whom I actually like. Jessica Alba and Tommy Lee Jones, who I think is in everything. Also, Michelle Yeoh is in everything right now. Didn't screen it. The Mel Gibson Blood Father was not screened. An ex-con reunites with his estranged, wayward 16-year-old daughter to protect her from drug dealers. Okay, let me tell you what they did screen and I did see. There are a number of reasons that they don't screen movies. The primary one is they think the critics are going to hate it, and they want to keep us as far away from it as possible, hoping that maybe people will come to see it if we don't tell them how lousy it is. That's the primary reason. There may be other reasons, but that's the primary reason. Okay, Complete Unknown, Rachel White, who's in every movie right now, and Michael Shannon are in this, Kathy Bates, Danny Glover, so it's a great cast. It's kind of a weird movie, to be quite honest. It's called Complete Unknown. A man is thinking about moving with his wife, and all of a sudden an old flame pops up. And he pretends not to know her, and because she has a different name. No, she pretends not to know him. And he recognizes her, but knows her by a different name. And the prelude to this is that we've seen Rachel Weisz, who is very pretty and married to Daniel Craig, which isn't probably part of her bio, but it's true, is in different guises. At one point, she looks almost Chinese. She's made up as like almost a Cupid doll and is an assistant to a Chinese magician. And then she's an ER nurse. And then she's kind of a hippie in Portland. So, and this is all the prelude, which is never completely explained. So the problem is really the plot. It's not the plot. It's that it's never developed. We don't know why she's doing this. Except, all right, so my whole thing about movies is I have three criteria. What happens when I'm there? Does it keep me distracted enough that I'm not thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow? Number two, is it fun to be there? And number three, how do I feel about 24 hours later? This one did not do very well on the first two categories. It was okay, but it wasn't much fun, and it wasn't involving enough for me. But 24 hours later, the whole premise of being able to, I think it's why the internet is so dangerous in some ways, the idea of being able to just be someone you're not and reinvent yourself and start all over, it sort of is vaguely appealing. So that you're on your own about that. Southside with You is a charming, sweet movie that looks at when Obama met Michelle and how they met and what their circumstances were. Think about it. I'm not sure there's ever been a romantic comedy made about a current sitting president. So this is their first date, and they go through the South Side. The thing is, that the two people cast are smart and funny and look exactly like Michelle and Obama and Barack. Tika Sumter plays Michelle, and Parker Sawyer plays Obama. I'd be interested to see what their take on it was. But it does make them, sort of, it certainly humanizes them a great deal. Mia Madre is an interesting movie. It's a woman director, and part of the fun of this is that you're watching a movie, and then it's a movie within a movie. And she's a woman director in Italy. John Turturro is there. And she is going through a crisis of both directing the movie. Turturro is an American sort of bigger-than-life egotist, and her mother's dying. So it's a very interesting movie. It's very psychological. It's subtitled. I'm not sure you're going to like it, but it's very interesting. It's thought-provoking. The Intervention is much better than I expected it to be. A whole lot of people who I had never heard of except for Jason Ritter a weekend getaway for four couples. Take a sharp turn when one of the couples discovers the entire trip was orchestrated to host an intervention on their marriage. It's a kind of, we're going to sandbag you. It actually is an interesting movie. You just have to sit with it for a while because it's a little kind of twee at the beginning, right? You just say, the best movie of the week, as far as I'm concerned, which I suspect none of you are going to go see, and it's really smart, and it's well-meaning, it's a thriller, it's just terrific. It stars Stellan Skarsgård and Bruno Ganz, who we haven't seen on film for a long time. It's called In Order of Disappearance. It actually came out, I think, in Sweden a couple of years ago. The honorable citizen Nils plows snow in the wild winter mountains of Norway when his son is mistakenly murdered. Nils takes action, which ignites a war between the vegan gangster, the Count, who's Bruno, and the Serbian mafia boss, Papa. So it's got everything in it. It's got a relationship between husband and wife. It's got a father and son. It's got a murder. It's a thriller. It's smart. At some point, believe it or not, it actually is, if not silly fun, at least witty fun. It's a terrific movie. Okay? So, In Order of Disappearance is my pick for the week. The Intervention is better than you think it's going to be. Mia Madre is very thought-provoking, but deals with a subject that's a bit difficult to think about. Southside with You, whether you're a fan or not, it's kind of funny. I think it's a historical moment of making a romantic comedy with actors about a president and first lady who are still in office. I mean, they may do it about Thomas Jefferson and Sally, but, you know, this is a president and first lady who are still there. Complete unknown is Rachel Weisz, but she's been in better stuff. So you can get more information at drjoy.com, but I would send you to An Order of Disappearance. Okay? It's a really good movie. Please don't be put off by the idea of a subtitle. All right? My guess is, in terms of movie box office, that it'll probably be Sausage Party again, which people just seem to love. I mean, I didn't hate it, but it's, you know, I think the news is so depressing these days. Did you see the Kenyan athletes are stuck in Rio because the company's looking for the cheapest airfare? They are not amused about this. And also the earthquake in Italy, well, tragic, is but 250 people, as opposed to 9,000 with an earthquake in China on the same day a bunch of years ago. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we covered a news story last week about one of the ministers in Italy, which is in the news again today. Well, speaking of Italy, let me just clarify, because I didn't want people to think I was being insensitive about the earthquake in Italy. I mean, any death is, you know, each man's death is my own. You know, the bell tolls for thee. My point was that earthquakes used to be even more devastating because we weren't as good at building. We weren't as good at figuring out where the epicenters were. We weren't as good at finding people. We weren't as good as responding. So 250 people is a horrible loss of life. But on the same day, it was, you know, in what I'm just trying to find what day it was. I mean, it was this day. In 1933, 9,000 people. So, okay, which is, loss is loss. And we feel it and we mourn and we sympathize. But I was talking about Italy, a slightly happier subject, of a minister in Italy saying, okay, we're going to make it against the law to raise your child to be a vegan. Now, before you decide that he's completely taken leave of his senses, there were two famous cases that were very well publicized about kids suffering from malnutrition because the parents decided that they should be vegan. So, all right, so let's hear what people say.
Yeah, let's start with Tony here. Tony says, stupid. However, I wish we could do stuff like that here in this country. Smiley face.
What, raise children as vegan or make it illegal?
I want to say...
He doesn't tell us.
I'm assuming raise people as vegan.
Well, the point, as I've said, my daughter, she wasn't raised as vegan, but she was raised primarily vegetarian, which is different because she never had baby food. I made all of her food. And so I knew what was in it, so there was no salt, there were no preservatives. I knew exactly what she was eating. She would eat the same thing eventually. I mean, I would take whatever we were eating and mush it up and then freeze it, so it, whenever we went someplace, I had food for her as well as at home. But she never had any candy. In fact, she didn't know what candy was, so she went trick-or-treating when she was about 5, I think, maybe a little younger than that. And then, you know, then it was all over. She loved Widow Wobsters. That was a major mistake. But she's a perfectly healthy person. She is she is more a carnivore than I am as a grown-up when she can make her own choices. But she's perfectly healthy. Was always in the 90-something percentile. And we didn't eat, I've never eaten much beef. If at all, pork or lamb. It was chicken and some, we didn't even eat seafood very much because it was really expensive, and I didn't grow up with it, so I really didn't know how to cook it very well. But I occasionally use ground beef in a sauce or something, but it's perfectly healthy. So, but she did have eggs. I made sure she had enough protein, and she did drink milk. So the question is, you know, to what extent? And she was also breastfed for the first year of her life, so I'm not sure what the facetious comment is. I'm not sure it is facetious. That may be unfair. All right, let's see what other people say.
All right.
And it turns out that eating more fruit and vegetables is healthier for you, and using meat kind of as a spice rather than as a primary thing. I went to Romania with her when she was about a very small child, and we were invited to the Archbishop of Romania's house for dinner. I still to this day don't know exactly how that happened, except there were not very many Americans there, and there certainly weren't very many Americans with a six-week-old child. And they had a chicken, a relatively small chicken, like the kind you would get for $5 at Walmart, for 12 people. And, you know, we're used to, when you go out and order chicken at a restaurant, you get half a chicken, or at worst, a quarter of a chicken. This was a fairly small chicken for 12 people, and everybody got a little bit of chicken, and then you got salad, and you got fruit, and you got potatoes and whatever. But the idea that Americans would eat half a chicken at a sitting is just completely foreign to most of the world, and probably not terribly healthy. Keep going.
Kathy says, it's getting too controlling. Little by little, a lot of our freedoms are being taken away.
This wasn't us. This was in Italy.
Right.
But, okay. I think there's too... Listen, look what happened when Oprah took on the meat lobby. The beef lobby. It's a pretty powerful group. I don't think we're in any danger of having laws passed about... I suppose it's the other way around, isn't it? It is a strong monopoly to say no, you can't raise your kids as a vegan. I mean, first of all, how would you enforce that?
Right.
Right. What do you do? You get somebody to go to. You have everybody send in their menu for the day. And to say, I mean, how do you know how a country of, let's say in the United States, 300 million people, what they're having for dinner? I mean, the internet knows, but that, God forbid, the internet knows everything.
Have someone just scouring Facebook all day.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And if you're dumb enough to put it up on Facebook, which a lot of people are. Do you know how many criminals have been, felons have been arrested because
tons.
They put it on Facebook?
Tons.
They put it on Facebook. Well, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it?
I've heard so many stories of people just like bragging about stealing a car or something and then get arrested for it.
Yeah. The cops monitor Facebook, folks. Like, duh. Okay, keep going.
Stephanie says, this makes me angry. There is no justifiable reason why my food choices should be anyone's business. If people would educate themselves, they would understand how incredibly easy it is to get all the nutrients you need from a plant-based diet. I am vegan, so is one of my daughters. My other daughter is vegetarian. They are 7 and 10. They are perfectly healthy. They eat more of a more varied diet than most American kids who thrive on nuggets, burgers, refined starches, and little vegetables. What should be illegal is all the torture, abuse, and suffering that animals in the food industry endure. Most people are so desensitized as to what their food really is, they make no association between the food on their plate and where it came from. Making veganism illegal on any level is like saying it's illegal to eat salad. Seriously, by looking at the obesity problem most kids in developed nations have, I'd focus on ways to get them to eat more vegetables, not less.
Well spoken. Did you know the in some ways the most inhumane of all the food products? Take a guess.
Say the question again.
What do you think the most torturous to animals are of any animal-based food products? It wasn't obvious to me. I mean, once you think about it, it is, but it wasn't.
Like, are you saying like milk, maybe?
Yep, it's exactly what it is. Well done.
Like forced impregnation and that sort of thing?
Not only that, but they take the calf away from it, and you can hear that cows really don't make much noise most of the time. And you can, I mean, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Now, it's being a little anthropomorphic, but it doesn't seem much of a stretch to think that most mothers in nature nurture their offspring, and they take them away so they can milk them. Yeah, it's really a very upsetting kind of thing. Luckily, I don't like milk particularly, but let's go to soy milk.
I'm just waiting for the, what do they call it, the in vitro science meat that they're making?
Well, I mean, that's probably, people are going to worry about it because, I mean, they already worry about GMOs and the long-term effects, which we're not going to know about for several generations, but at least you're not having to kill an animal. Not to mention, not only not kill an animal, but agriculture, especially raising cows, have a huge carbon footprint.
Oh, yeah. And it's expensive. People don't realize.
Yeah. It takes a lot of water. It takes a lot of ground. It has to be shipped. A lot of stuff.
Let's see here. Corinne says, do what? There is nothing wrong with vegan. I don't believe it should be illegal. I have a daughter of 3 years who refuses to eat meat 5 out of 7 days. She has chosen for herself what she wants to eat. I'm okay with her choices.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's alarming is that they're talking about the legality of it, and I don't even know how to do the enforcement of it. I mean, how would you even know? And again, the issue, in fairness, was two children who, I think both of them died, who were hugely undernourished. But that's neglect. And I think that has to be separate from veganism.
I mean, you can technically be vegan and still not get nutrition.
Listen, you could give a 2 year, you could give a 1 month old a hot dog, which is obviously not vegan, and it's disastrous.
Right.
So, yeah, it just sort of caught my fancy. You know, listen, I do a talk show trying to make you guys think about stuff. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Maybe we should add your relationship, your life, your diet. Okay, so this was, you know, just curious what people were going to think about this. Because vegetarianism and veganism are not the same. Vegetarianism is that you eat, you don't eat meat, but you eat products. You eat eggs or cheese or milk or and all those. Veganism, none of the above. And it turns out that a vegan diet, if you know how to balance it, which basically means that you need to combine, for example, beans and rice, which a large part of the world does. A very common breakfast in Japan, for example, is rice and miso, so which is soybeans. So if you know what you're doing, My problem about eating primarily vegetables, fruits and vegetables, was it just takes a long time. The preparation takes more time than thought. And vegetables have gotten very expensive. It's one of the issues when you're trying to educate a relatively poor community that broccoli is a head of broccoli, which your kids are going to object to strenuously, is $3, and a Happy Meal is $3. And with broccoli, you can't just serve them broccoli. You can't just give them a head of broccoli. So it turns out to be a challenging issue. Maybe we should all get back and be farmers and eating our own produce. Not going to happen. All right, let's see what else we got here.
Kathy says, stupid. Let's hope this doesn't pass.
Well, we'll keep our eye on it. Italy obviously has other issues going on right now.
Kim says, vegans are healthier and animals don't die. What's the problem?
Okay. Well, it takes a little bit more thought to get your protein is really the problem.
Right.
In a nutshell.
Britt says, I think people are getting too bored if they are seriously trying to make that illegal. Here are some actual problems in the world, but instead of focusing on those things, let's instead make someone's practice of what they eat illegal. Focus on bigger issues than food choices. It's a waste of any sort of government time. Really, it's this issue can't be policed, so why waste time and money making the government look into it?
Well, that's you can't have a law that you can't enact. I mean, you can enact it, but how do you enforce it?
Right.
There, I mean, how are you going to take a country and say, all right, we're not going to allow you to do this? What are you going to do, monitor their shopping? That's the Internet. It's already happening. That was a joke. Internet is my hero today. Eight batteries are the price of one. No, I'm a hero. They're a hero today. I'm okay. All right, keep going.
Catherine says, yes, unless the parents, take a nutrition class.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That how do you enforce? I mean, look, it's a more basic problem than that. How do you teach people about good nutrition, about alcohol, about tobacco? How do you teach people in general?
Right.
And the people who often know are the ones who can afford options, and the people who don't know are often the people who can't and don't even understand that there are options. So it really comes down to not so much food choices, but education so people understand what their choices
right.
are. They understand
and,
what their options
and I think,
are. 'Cause with,
right.
Go ahead.
All right. I think that side also can be very tricky because, I mean, like, I remember partway growing up in high school, you know, you're taught the food pyramid and the four basic food groups, and then all
yep.
of a sudden in high school they're like, oh, yeah, that food pyramid, that's not the same anymore. We changed it.
They've changed it.
You know. I think nutrition can also
well the RDA changes
right
the,
yeah
from moment to moment it's extraordinary if you watch the science of it the things it's part of it's the Woody Allen phenomenon I know Woody Allen but in Sleepers where he says you know this is in the future and they said can you believe that at one point they banned whipped cream and butter and steak and we now know that's health food well I mean he was being satirical. But he's also partially right,
right.
that things that eggs, for example, are now back on the good guy list, and for a long time they were not. That we now know that and a lot of times people would only order egg whites, no yolks, because the egg yolk is the most cholesterol. But it turns out egg whites have the highest percentage of cholesterol fighting. Material of anything on earth. So it turns out eggs are very cheap protein, relatively harmless to the animal. I know. Especially free range. But probably 10 years from now, we're going to find out that the egg shell is carcinogenic or something. Right?
Right.
So it's just, you just have to hang in there. I remember when my daughter was young and everybody said, we have to buy Physohex because it's the only way to wipe out bacteria, keep your child healthy. And 10 years later, Physohex was viewed as carcinogenic. The only thing you can do is sort of realize that, think about all the rules that they didn't have or that we grew up under that have now changed. And most of us are relatively healthy. I mean, we're living longer, we're living healthier, we're living, in theory, better. So we probably need moderation in all things. Don't believe anybody. Paranoia rules land. All right, keep going.
Lou says, ridiculous for so many reasons, meat industry propaganda.
Well, at least it's Italian meat propaganda as opposed to American
right.
meat propaganda.
Irene says, that's just silly. When did we become so intolerant? We were raised to be Catholic, and my sister is a Muslim. The world has not come to an end. Jeez.
Your parents may have had a minor heart attack, but the world has not come to an end. That's one of those provocative statements, right? We were raised Catholic. My sister's a Muslim. The end. Wait a minute. How did that happen? Who is she? Did she marry somebody? What, you know, how does it work in family? Come on. That's a fascinating kind of statement.
Lastly, we have Stephanie here. Stephanie says, the Italian lawmaker in that article states that parents should not be forcing their diet on the children. This to me is hypocritical.
Hypocritical.
Yeah. Oh, hypocritical, duh. Isn't it kind of the same thing if people brought up in a meat-eating household to force their kids to eat their chicken because the parents were brainwashed by their parents, the government, and the meat industry that animal protein is necessary for strong muscles? There were apparently cases of malnourished kids who were fed a plant-based diet, which is the basis of a whole proposed law. Parents whose children are vegan should be educated enough to make the well-rounded choices for their children to ensure that they are getting all the nutrients they need. Same goes for kids who eat dead animals and become overweight because the parents let them eat garbage. You can eat well over the number of calories your body requires in a day and still be malnourished if you aren't eating nutrient-dense foods. The only action Italian government should be making is to educate parents on all sides of the equation as to how to provide proper nutrition for their kids.
Amen. Plus, most people are not overweight from eating meat. Maybe hamburgers with cheese and bacon and cheese on them, but that, you know, the meat itself, it's possible to become overweight. But most overweight is not from any of the stuff that we would view as relatively healthy. Cheese doodles are not protein, folks. And the point is, it seems to me, should, among other things, should parents force their kids to eat. Whole big issue. We'll talk about it at some point. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.